ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ವನಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾತಿ ಯಮುನಾತಿರವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರಿ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರಿ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತಥೋ ಜಯ ಮುದೀರಯೇ नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, Chapter 29, entitled Bhakti Yoga, text number 34, onwards. Martyo yadatyakta samasta karma मर्त्यो यदा त्यक्त समस्त कर्म निवेदितात्मा विचिकीर्षितो मे निवेदितात्मा विचिकीर्षितो मे तदामृतत्वं प्रतिपद्यमानो तदामृतत्वं प्रतिपद्यमानो मयात्मभूयाय च कल्पते वै मयात्मभूयाय च कल्पते वै मर्त्यो यदा त्यक्त समस्त कर्म निवेदितात्मा विचिकीर्षितो मे तदामृतत्वं प्रतिपद्यमानो मयात्मभूयाय च कल्पते वै Martyaha, a mortal, Yada, when, Tyakta, having given up, Samasta, all, Karma, his fruitive activities, Niveditatma, having offered his very self, Vichikirshitaha, desirous of doing something special, may for me, Tada, at that time, Amritatvam, immortality, Pratipadyamanaha, in the process of attaining, Maya, with me, Atma Bhuyaya, for equal opulence, Cha, also, Kalpate, he becomes qualified, Vai, indeed. A person who gives up all fruitive activities and offers himself entirely unto me, eagerly desiring to render service unto me, achieves liberation from birth and death and is promoted to the status of sharing my own opulences. We continue with the next two verses because there is no purport here. Shukadeva Goswami said, hearing these words spoken by Lord Krishna and having thus been shown the entire path of yoga, Uddhava folded his hands to offer obeisances, but his throat choked up with love and his eyes overflowed with tears, so he could say nothing. Steadying his mind, which had become overwhelmed with love, Uddhava felt extremely grateful to Lord Krishna, the greatest hero of the Yadu dynasty. My dear King Parikshit, Uddhava bowed down to touch the Lord's lotus feet with his head and then spoke with folded hands. Purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, the fear of separation from Lord Krishna was continually entering the mind of Sri Uddhava. And thus he tried to maintain his enthusiasm by remembering the Lord's great kindness upon him. He steadied his mind with feelings of gratitude towards the Lord.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruhu Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Betamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostude Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi pranamami hari priye vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha jaya sri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadha Shrivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare
Many years ago, along with our Gurukul children, about 50 of them, we went to the holy place for a picnic, along with nice food stuff, cooked and some of it to be prepared there itself and offered. To have that excitement. And we went there, it was on a hillock, and therefore our understanding was that the bus would go till the top. But unfortunately, when we reached there, the gate was blocked, and we were told that no buses can go from here, and you have to walk. Now the children were from 8 to 16 years. So, and it was quite an uphill task, literally an uphill task, carrying the prasad things and everything. And there was a driver and there was one person along with me who was to take care of the children. And we couldn't leave the bus because we can't ask them to carry everything that they were carrying. So somebody had to be in the bus. And imagine going for a picnic. The main purpose of the whole thing is to actually go for the picnic. And somebody has to stay back. Now who will stay back? I could have stayed back. But then I was supposed to be conducting the program there. The other person with me, he couldn't stay back because he had to take care of these 50 kids actually, coordinating, organizing. And then the driver was there, but we had to carry all this heavy stuff. Some of it is cooked, some of it is not. So some elder boys were there, but you can't expect them to be carrying everything. So the driver also accompanied. He was doing the lion's share of the carrying. He was also very happy he could have darshan top upstairs. And also have a nice time. There was a beautiful kunda on top to take bath also. So with very, very heavy heart, I looked at the children and I said, anyone would like to stay back? You will not get the enjoyment of the picnic after traveling all the way. And we can't come back and again another group go take you. You will miss out everything. You will have to be alone and take care of everything. And we will come back, have a good time and come back. And we will leave. Whole day, that's a whole day. And one boy agreed. I was so overwhelmed because otherwise I was thinking I will have to force to tell someone. But then he on his own agreed. And I felt so overwhelmed for voluntarily agreeing to stay back, to take care of what I wanted to make sure that everything is safe and sound. Which on the annual day of the Gurukul, I specifically called that boy in front of Maharaj, spoke about the whole thing and gave him a very special gift. And my heart was so much overwhelmed and with gratitude for doing what I wanted him, wanted something to happen for the everyone to have a good experience. Somebody had to sacrifice. So we see here something similar. Krishna has done the purpose of his descent, has executed it, but there is something still left, and that is somebody has to do the last part of his descent, and that is he has not gone to Badrinath and instructing the people there. A thankless job. The whole party is going to go back home. Somebody has to stay back. And also that person must be trustworthy to execute the task, responsible enough to execute the task. We were discussing the other day in the devotee care course, if we have in our life one person in whom we have faith, trust and confidence, we are extremely opulent people. Faith in knowing that he has the knowledge of what is best for me. Confidence in his ability to actually impart it in a very sensitive and appropriate way, effective way. And trust in his intention as being the genuine well-wisher and to execute that. And so therefore, Uddhav understands Krishna. Sahridam Sarva Bhutanam. And here he is right in front of not just the Lord in the heart, right in front of him. He knows what is best for me. He knows if he is instructing me something, this is the ultimate beneficial for me. He knows what is best. He does what is ideal and his intention is for my ultimate purification. And because of that, now Uddhav is feeling so much gratitude, even though it is apparently a very thankless and painful task. But then he is grateful for having been given that opportunity to serve his beloved Lord in a way that is actually pleasing, which is ultimately the essence of bhakti. To love means to serve with a desire to please. So even in this adversity, apparent adversity, Uddhav is seeing such an opportunity to please his beloved Lord. And therefore, he is speaking with gratitude. He knows it's going to be extremely painful to be without the Lord. He couldn't imagine next to the gopis of Vrindavan, no one in this creation had that amount of love, affection, faith and, service attitude of the Lord. Brihad Bhagavatamrita is a proof of that. And he is feeling so grateful that he has given me this opportunity to serve. Recently, I spoke to a group of people, especially because this COVID issue is very prominent. So I gave my talk the title, Converting Adversity into Opportunity. So, somebody happened to send me a story about one real incident that happened a few weeks back in Mumbai amidst all this COVID pandemic issues going on. There is this family from Jharkhand. Mother, father, two children, elder daughter, 14-year-old, and the younger one is a son. So they have two children, daughter and a son. So at the age of 14, the daughter, whose name was Muskan, she developed a osteosarcoma of the knee joint, one of the knees, which is a cancer, basically, bone cancer. And if not dealt with, it can spread to the whole body. You can't imagine the whole family shifting to Mumbai for surgery, because it's too costly. Where will they stay? How will they make themselves? So the mother decided to stay back with the younger son, and the father came along with little Muskan. So they came to Tata Memorial Hospital and they got admitted, and a date was fixed and the surgery was done. It was a 9-hour surgery of removing that whole cancerous bone and replacing it with a steel prosthesis, which was like 14 inches long prosthesis, steel prosthesis. So they actually did the surgery, and it was replaced, and there was a 20 centimeter scar, because they actually opened the whole thing to remove the whole bone, separate it from the muscle, pull it out and then fix it up, and everything else that goes with it, cutting the nerve supply, everything. And then it was replaced, and after 9 hours, the operation was successful. And here was Muskan with 20 centimeter big, huge scar. And they had to stay for almost like 20-25 days for recovery, for the wound to heal before she could actually start walking. And during those days, Muskan developed fever. And when it happened again and again, they tested both the father and the daughter for the COVID test. And she came positive, and father was negative. So immediately it was decided that she should be sent to some isolation center. So huge places have been taken by government for converting into isolation centers, where they are positive but not yet manifested all the extreme symptoms, where they are kept for, and others have to stay in, you know, quarantine. So the father had to stay in quarantine and she had to stay in that isolation center. So there they chose NSCI, National Sports Club of India, just, you know, near Haji Ali, next to the Mahalakshmi race course. So she was, there's an indoor stadium there, NSCI has a indoor stadium. In that stadium, they have put up 500 beds. And of those 500 beds, 75 are exclusively reserved for cancer patients. So she was brought, and there was a gate beyond which only those patients are allowed. And there started the problem. Imagine a 14-year-old girl with a major surgery of the knee replacement being performed, having performed and suffering from cancer, with a 20-inch scar, still raw, not yet fully healed. The only person dependent is the father, and the security is telling the father, get out, only the daughter goes in. He lied actually, that I am also positive. So till then he was successful. At the security, they asked him to show the swab, throat swab test. And he didn't have. It was negative, so he couldn't show. He said, out. Security is doing his job. Poor fellow, what he can do? This is another problem. Dealing with high sentiments and you have to perform your duty. Thankless job. You have to separate. That's compassion. You can't allow sentiments to play there. So the security was, there's a big scene there created by both the daughter. She's crying like anything and running to the father, and the father is wanting to, desperately appealing to whoever, literally falling at the feet. Please allow me, she's hurry. She can't live without me. And she needs a lot of help. No, there are enough people who will help. And at that time, a doctor who was in charge of those 75 patients, one of those oncologists, his name is Dr. Pankaj Chaturvedi. He's the one who wrote this article. Dr. Pankaj Chaturvedi, he happened to come there on the scene, seeing the, shout going on. So he came there and he saw this, and the security is gently pulling the girl, because he has to attend to many other people who are standing in queue there. So gently pulling it and trying to send her inside. And the father is trying to be pushed out. And the father jumped the barricade and ran to this doctor and literally fell at his feet. He's supposed to keep social distance. But this fellow caught his feet. And he's in a situation, helpless. I can't kick him off and run away, because I understand what he's going through. That's the situation of the country today. Desperation, emotional attachments, responsibilities, torn apart being all these, different aspects of humanity. So, he just kind of kept quiet, and the security pulled him and sent him off. And he saw this girl extremely disturbed, crying like anything. So ultimately he was trying to pacify. He said, look, you can call me twice a day. Anything you need, you call me. Continuously she's crying. She said, look, I am like your father. I am your father, okay? You think I'm your father? You call me anytime, anything you want, and I'll be there for you. Anything you require, you just let me know. He assured her that father may not be here, but I am your father. Treat me as your father. Commitment, almost. So anyway, she was really sad and she went away. She was crying, morose. So Dr. Pankaj went back home, to his home, which is nearby. In the evening, he told his wife, even he has children who are like equal to that age. He was feeling, if she would be there, she would have been in the same situation. Understanding. And he called up once, and at night, along with his whole family, he had a video call, just so that she will feel happy. So she put on the phone, and there was this video call, and he introduced his wife, his daughter and some kind of good talk just to engage her. But Dr. Pankaj says, I could see she was so, you know, distressed. She was so morose. She had no interest. In fact, the sister who was taking charge there called up Dr. Pankaj to say that she hadn't taken her dinner also. She refused to take anything. And the doctor was really upset. He couldn't practically sleep that night. He was feeling so bad for her, but he was also helpless. What can he do? Early morning again, before he left the office, he picked up the phone and called her. And nobody picked up. Then he called the father, her father. And the father said, I've been also calling and she's not picking up the phone. Then he called the sister who was responsible. And the sister said that she's not in her bed. I don't know where she is. Now, the doctor became panicky. Not only for her, but also because he had assured that I'll be, told the father also, I'll be there, don't worry. Told the daughter also, I'll be like your father. He was tremendously disturbed. And he got onto his car and he rushed because he wanted to know where is she and whether she's all right. And as he reached the NSCI entry, right at the reception, just inside the gate, in the reception area where things are sorted out before they are allotted different places according to their situations, there was little Muskan. There were five other cancer patients, old ladies, who had come. And she was busy, because they didn't know, they were like Anguta Chap. So she was busy filling their forms and translating, you know, what they were telling into to the doctors and others. Even though while, you know, walking with a limp, she was busy assisting everyone. Dr. Pankaj says, I couldn't control my tears. I was shocked. I was thinking that there's something wrong with her and she's taken some extreme step or jumped off somewhere. And here she was fully busy, you know, assisting. And in the next, because she was supposed to stay for 10 days. So in the next 10 days, she was never in her bed. Sometimes initially she would call 4 times in a day. But this time, when she called, she would not speak about herself. She'd talk about this person wants this, this person needs this, this person is this situation, you should, I think, do something about this. And after that, it reduced to about 2 calls a day. And later, only 1 call a day. And that too, just to tell, everything is all right. Yeah, sab kuch, everything is going smooth. So there was one man who had this ventilator put up, not ventilator, but oxygen mask put, because he was really sick. And he was lying down and he couldn't move. And here was Muskan holding his hand and, you know, just pressing it and praying for him. After some time, there was another person who had a rice tube. You can't drink if your throat is bad. Then they put the tube through the nose and there is a funnel on which you have to put the fluid so you can drink. And so she was, all his diet, whatever needs were there, was that was being fulfilled there. She became the only assistant nurse in that whole place without PPE, personal protective equipment. Because if you go to that place, everyone looks like some other planet they have come. You can't see their eyes, you can't see their face, you can't see their head, you can't see their hands. It's just, you know, that thick glass through which you see some eyes behind that. Like, you know, underwater you dive and then you have these glasses. And then you have this whole head covered the body covered with his green cloth or whatever color, not 1 inch of the surface of the body. One of our boys who was in the Gurukul, he was in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. Now he left that and he has joined a government hospital. During this COVID, he was given 4 hours service. Of the 8 hours, 2 people exchange. He said, 4 hours, they have to wear that whole equipment, the whole thing. He said, at least 300 ml sweat used to come out when he used to squeeze it. And you know, no AC because it's very, you should not have the AC. Imagine putting all this, sweater laga ke, baithna idhar. He's telling you, it's intense, it's like hell, literally hellish. And for the patients who need some kind of personal touch, there is no personal touch because you don't know who is it behind this mask. The mask face is covered, the eyes are practically covered. You don't know whether male or a female because it's the big gown and the hands are also, there is no touch of a hand. It's so impersonal. Very personal. They're taking the risk. But still it's in one sense impersonal. The only assistant of the nurse who could move around without PPE was Muskan. She was going, holding out. She was doing babysitting for those mothers who had little children. So the sisters wanted to take injection from the hand. So she would hold the patient's hand. And anyone needed anything, she would go and she was free. She was a positive, so it was a very positive situation for her. Sometimes positive, being COVID positive is such a positive thing. She had this opportunity to serve. She became practically, indispensable person in that setup for the doctors and nurses she was assisting. So 10 days went by and she was tested and unfortunately it was still positive. So she had to stay for 7 more days. When she was informed about this, for a few moments she was kind of taken aback, but then kind of she took it up and she was busy doing this. 7 days later, she was kind of tested and it became, the doctors at the Tata Memorial had told that even if she survives this surgery, there is only 30% chance that she will survive after 5 years. So 5 years life we can give, but after that, 30% chance of survival after that. So here she was, and serving, and 17th day when she was supposed to be discharged, so she was brought to the reception and Dr. Pankaj writes that the doctors, whoever was there on duty, they all came to see her off at the reception. All the sisters were standing in a line. They're practically feeling that they're going to miss her. And she came to that and her father had come on the other side of the reception. And so Muskan was walking to her father and everyone was staring at her with different emotions, happy that she's leaving but sad that she's leaving. So Dr. Pankaj said, I was also happy and sad at the same time. Happy that she's recovered and happy that she is, shown such an amazing attitude, and sad that we'll miss her because I'm like a father. I actually felt like a father, he said, for her for these 14 days, 17 days. So she was walking and they were maintaining distance about 6 feet. Suddenly Muskan turned, rushed towards Dr. Pankaj and she bent down to touch his feet, wanting to express gratitude for support he had given the phone and wanting to call her anytime, be there for her like a father. He assured that I'll be like your father. But then he kind of moved back 2 steps. And then Dr. Pankaj writes, I went forward and I bent down and wanted to touch her feet and she ran away. So, he writes at the end, he said, she taught me some very powerful lesson. He says, real happiness is when you make an effort to make others happy. There is no spiritual, scriptural, technical words used. But the lesson, he says, if you really, the secret of happiness is to try to make others happy. The second lesson, he says, I learned from Muskan is contentment equals tussle between expectations and availability. And I was kind of analyzing this from a devotional perspective, from the Srimad Bhagavatam, put the PPE of Bhagavatam, put the spectacles of Bhagavatam and CC and look at this incident. Or look at the lesson that Dr. Pankaj says it in such an ordinary words, nothing technical. He said, if you want to be happy, just try to make others happy. An extremely profound statement. Jivir Swarup Hoy Krishnir Nitya Das. Gopi Bharturpad Kamalayor Das Dasanu Das. So, when a devotee, true devotee, a self-realized person, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Now why is he Prasannatma? Because he has realized who he is. Prabhupada writes in one particular purport, the Maya, the Brahma Jnanis, either Mayavadis or whatever, they have understood that we are not the body, we are the soul. But the devotees are living on the platform, we are not the body, we are the soul. True devotees, pure devotees, self-realized devotees. Meaning, if I am not the body, I am the soul, and the soul is supposed to be a part and parcel of Krishna, and as it was mentioned in so many beautiful verses in the past, Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra, Sarvam Chamai Pashyati, Tasyaham Na Pranashyami, Sachame Na Pranashyati, one who sees everyone as a Uttamadhikari, or at least as a Madhyamadhikari, that everyone is a part of Krishna. And how in this situation I can serve in a way that is pleasing and satisfying to the Lord. That's true happiness. Physically you may be exhausted. Mentally you may be extremely disturbed. Egoistically sometimes you may be really hurt and insulted. But if it is genuinely with a desire to actually please the Lord and in relationship with the Lord, the living entities, there is deep inside a kind of peace, a kind of satisfaction, a kind of happiness that these dualities cannot disturb. Tam stitikshasya bharata. Yam hina vyathayantyete purusham purusharshabha samadukha sukham dhiram sah amratatvaya kalpate. He is achieved chaitanya charita amrita, the activity of the eternal soul in eternality, the characteristics of the living soul in eternality. Amritatvaya kalpade. Such a person simply wants to serve in all situations. In fact, in such situations, adversities are no more adversities. For a person who is just exclusively focused on trying to serve, so-called adversity is an opportunity. Vipadaha santuta shashvat tatra tatra jagadguru bhavato darshanam yachyad apunar bhavadarshanam. As long as there is an opportunity to serve the Lord in a way that is pleasing the Lord, irrespective of what my ego feels, irrespective of what my mind says, irrespective of what my senses are, senses situation is. But if that is the focus, then these so-called adversities, as Sachinandan Maharaj says, obstacle is what you see when you lose track of the goal. But when there is a focus on the goal, the so-called obstacles become stepping stone towards the goal. Toime ananya vishaya matir madhupate asakrit ratim udvahatamadha gangaiva ugamudanmati. That flow is so strong of Mother Ganga. We were in Rishikesh when we went for the Brahmachari Yatra at Rishikesh. We saw this Mother Ganga flowing there, especially at Rishikesh. Not yet come to Haridwar. It is with such force that anything that comes, even a hillock, either it will go up and down or side or bottom somewhere, it just cannot be stopped. So, we see in the life of Srila Prabhupada, the focus was to please his Guru and Krishna. Bhakti, Sri Siddhanta Saraswati Shachisuta Priyati Krishna Bhakti De Thai Thai. Now he has ordered me and I am trying to execute that. So-called adversity later proved to be, just like in Narad's case, in his previous life, that apparent adversity, the only person dependent was his mother. He was a young boy. And that adversity opened the door to his perfection. Helped him to get out of that shackle of so-called, at that time his barrier was a material entanglement. All the other doors were closed. That is adversity. But Krishna opens that window. There is no option but to follow that window. So Muskan had so many reasons to be miserable, to be distressed, to be lamenting, to be angry. So many people to be angry about, including the virus, including the government and its organization and the security and the whole system. She could have focused on all of that and all of it would have been justified. But in that particular specific window of that stay there, she looked around and saw there were so many others who were much more miserable than her. She forgot about her situation because she was absorbed in trying to relieve someone else's expectations. Coming to the second part, contentment equals tussle between expectations and availability. What is expectation? To the extent we want to serve ourselves, Atmendriya Priti Vancha Tare Boli Kam. That is kama, fruitive activity, as Krishna says here. When an inquisitive person comes to understand this knowledge, a person who gives up all fruitive activities and offers himself entirely unto me, eagerly desiring to render service unto me, achieves liberation from birth and death and is promoted to the status of sharing my own opulences. In fact, ihayasya harardasya karmana manasagira nikhilashvapi avasthasu jivan mukta sauchyate. Is a muktatma, is a liberated soul. So whether it is sorga apavarga narakeshu api tulyartha darshana. So contentment means there is no kama or expectation for the self. Bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakali ashant. That's the desire. Any of these subtle things, this is what exactly Lord Krishna is establishing. This is the essence of yoga. The pure bhakti, the pure devotional service, bereft of even a tinge of relief or enjoyment. Both are two sides of the same coin. I don't want suffering, therefore I want relief. That is mukti kami. I want to stay on, little more enjoying. That is the bhukti kami. Now that is too high for us. We find two categories of people. The guilty people and the hypocritical people. I mean, I'm sorry to use a little stronger word, but it is to some extent or the other. Guilty means because asti seva padratam pinashtuvam adarshan ararararara. Nadhanam najanam nana. How can a honest person claim that he is living there? And therefore deep inside he is feeling guilty. In spite of sincerely wanting to do the best, still feeling guilty inside. And the whole society is also, hey, bola gaya tha, tu nahi kar raha, nahi kar raha. Or, so either they die out of guilt, or the other extreme they go is just to, they have to maintain the sanity of their head. To remain sane, they have to develop what is called as a defense mechanism. And one defense mechanism they may develop is hypocrisy. Dikhane wala ka dunya ye, andar ka dunya ye. This is my real existence, this is my... That is what Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says. Shakta without... Nee, Shakta within, Shaivite without, and Vaishnav publicly. Internally, Shakta. Dhanam Dehi, Balam Dehi, Putram Dehi. Shakta are basically materialistic people. They worship matter, Durga. So internally shakta, it's a fact, because we are meant to enjoy. We have understood that we are not the body, but we are in the body, and the body, as long as there is a body, there is a need to enjoy. The need, senses need satisfaction. So internally shakta, lot of enjoying propensity. Externally shaiva. Shaiva means indifference, jnani. Internally karmi, externally jnani, indifference. Kya hai ye dunya? Kya rakha hai isme? Materialistic life, sense gratification. These are the typical words we are expert at using to demean others and to either promote ourselves, whatever. So, that's another. And publicly Vaishnav, tilak kanthi mala, eho ar kali chela, galar kanthi hater mala. So, by publicly, we are announcing to the whole world that we are actually Vaishnavas. While internally we are Shaktas, and externally we are Shaivites. I mean, with due respects to all these personalities, but the philosophy. So, while our head is in the clouds, the feet have to be on the ground. Our aspiration, a man's elevated state is understood by your aspirations. What do you aspire in life? shows what is your level of evolution of consciousness. That doesn't mean you are there. That's an aspiration. That is why Krishna tells Uddhav in the previous chapters, for whom is this bhakti meant? Those who have a desire to stay in the world, for them karma. Those who are disgusted with this world, knowing that abrahma bhuna loka punaravartin arjuna, for them jnana is the motivation. If you want to live in this world, the motivation is, you know, become Indra, become this, become Brahma. If you want to get out of this world, then the motivation is mukti. That is the process of jnana. You know too much about this world. You are too intelligent. You are too analytical. You have analyzed and understood whatever it is. Ultimately it is 24 elements and its combination. Like Lord Chaitanya told Sachi Mata, what are you giving me sweets and I am eating dirt? This is also dirt. That is also another transformed way of dirt. He spoke this kind of philosophy. That's what remains in their heart, indifference. So that's for them jnana. But for those who have a lot of desires to be in this world, to enjoy in this world, because they understand, I have a desire. The fact is, I acknowledge, I accept, I have a lot of material desires. At the same time, I know too much about it, thanks to Krishna and Guru. I know too much about it. Abrahma bhuna loka punaravartin arjuna. There's nothing in it. Even Brahma loka, Vishwam purna sukha, vidhi mahendra adischa kitayate. To become position of Brahma and kitayate. Theoretically, at least we know. So theoretically we know sense gratification is not good, but we have a lot of desire. Theoretically we know there is no substance in this world, but still we have a desire to be here. Theoretically we know we have to get out, but still there is a desire to. That indifference has not come. But who has faith? Shraddha. Shraddha in what? That's why bhakti begins with Adav Shraddha. Shraddha in what? Shraddha in the eternality of the soul. Shraddha in the eternality of the Lord. Sanatanastvam purushomatome. Eternality of our existence, our relationship with the Lord. Mamaivamsho jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana. An eternality of an eternal realm of existence. Bhutva bhutva praliyate. This world may go away, but there is another place, you know, which is beyond this, which is eternal. Yad gatva ananivartante tad dhama paramam mama. So, one who has faith, that shraddha is the beginning of bhakti. So many times people ask, sometimes I see devotees, their behavior is much more, sometimes worse than even ordinary karmis. I see some moral people who are more, you know, show certain qualities, and I don't see it in many devotees. So sometimes I am put off. So, this was asked to Maharaj Radhanath Swami, how do I handle? Here I see devotees who have some issues, basic qualities, morality, not morality, but other qualities. We are supposed to be here, 26 qualities of Vaishnavas. And here we see some outsider, apparently a non-devotee, and he's showing such integrity, qualities, coolness of disposition, tolerance. Lack of greed, not getting angry so easily. Refined gentleman. How do you understand? And the way Maharaj answered that was amazing. He said, deal with the external while looking at the essence, looking at the what is underneath. So with the devotee, or let's take the non-devotee first. Deal with the external. Dealing with external means, as a Saragrahi Vaishnava, when you see some good quality in anyone, try to take inspiration from that, try to imbibe that. While understanding at the heart, underneath the surface, that this quality in adversity may not last. Manorathena sati dhavato bahi. Because it is on a mental platform. And therefore, a devotee strives to give Krishna consciousness to that individual. He already is such an amazing person. Like Gadadhar Pandit, Murari Gupta, and all would think when they would see Lord Chaitanya. Kya debater hai ye? Iske saamne koi khada nahi ho sakta. He's a gifted guy. If only he becomes a devotee. Ye agar bhagat ban gaya to hila dega pura dunya ko. Srivas Thakur, all of them would pray. And like Lord Chaitanya, truly in the spirit of a devotee, always feeling gratitude, says later, he says, if I have become a devotee, it's only because of your prayers. I had no quality. After he came back from Gaya. And when it comes to devotees, deal with the external. They have their conditioning, they have their upbringing, they have their background, they have their nature, they have their proclivities, propensities. At the same time, deep inside, below the surface, Krishna has accepted them as devotees. Apichet suduracharo bhajate imam ananya bhagi. And Maharaj made another very statement. By seeing him as a Vaishnava, Krishna will see you as a Vaishnava. Because apichet sudaracharo bhajate imam ananya bhag. Because he is at least taking that process, he is convinced about that shraddha he has, and he is struggling with his issues. Krishna will see you as a Vaishnava. Yes, Sargrahi. He still sees that one spark and he is trying to flame that and you know, nourish that, cultivate that. So, this aspect of contentment being a tussle between expectations and availability. Expectation means service to oneself. A lot of expectation. Things should work like this. People should behave like this. Situation should organize itself like this to suit me. Bhoktaram vigatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram surdam sarvabhutana. And because that sloka applies to me, ashantim. But availability here means, in this particular situation, how best I can serve. How I can be available to Krishna's and in relationship with Krishna, others' expectation. Then there is contentment, there is satisfaction, there is peace. Even though externally extremely disturbing, the senses are disturbed, the mind is disturbed, the ego is disturbed. How can I do that? How can I say this? But knowing that, it is kind of an opportunity to serve. And he says, and boiling back, it comes to this, a gratitude. Bhurijan Prabhu once made this statement, and it like become like a sutra in my true knowledge. All this knowledge, the essence, all this knowledge will actually make us humble. First sign of realization of this knowledge is you become humble. Why? Because you realize how great is Krishna and how insignificant you are. 1/10,000, the tip of the hair, completely dependent. Every thought, word and action, you're dependent. So this cannot but make you humble. The true realization of this knowledge. Tattvataha. Evam yoveti tattvataha. And knowing Krishna tattvataha means to know Krishna along with his energies. You can't know Krishna tattvataha in the full way without the mercy of the pancha tattva. You know? Vande Gurun, Isha Bhaktan, Isham, Isha Avatarakan, Tat Prakasham, Satat Shaktihi, Krishna Chaitanya Sangyakam. So, Lord, His expansions, His incarnations, His energies, His devotees, His living, the living entities, Tatasthas, and the material energy, the spiritual energy. Then you realize, true realization means truly appreciating the greatness of the Lord and the insignificance of the self. Insignificance of the self. And knowing things as it is. And what is as it is? You are nothing. And naturally that knowledge brings humility. Born of that humility is dependence. I can't exist without this breath of air. I can't exist without water. I can't exist without this body. I can't exist without all this wonderful facility, situation, whatever. For every thought, I am dependent on the Lord inside. Matta smritir jnanam apavanam cha. For every word, balam balavatam cham, buddhir buddhimatam asmi. So the heart is appreciating a dependence on every second, on every people, everything, every situation. And born out of that dependence is appreciation. Appreciation of how much I am receiving just to exist in this world, to breathe and live, that's all. Just to exist, forget about living. Just to exist for so many years on this planet. How much I am, so the whole world is orchestrating itself to serve me. My needs. That's why Rina, Deva, Bhuta, Rina, Devarshi, Rishi Rina, Bhuta Rina, Deva. How much are we dependent for everything? Every moment, in every situation. Which foolish person can say, I am a self-made man? And born out of that appreciation is gratitude. And in such a heart, truly, what remains is appreciation in every situation, swarga, apavarga, narakeshu, because in that situation they are seeing the availability of an opportunity to serve. So then there is satisfaction, then there is peace, then there is contentment. And such a contented person cannot be disturbed even in the beginning of creation and at the annihilation of this universe. Sarge pinopajayante pralayena vyathanticha. In the 14th chapter, Krishna says, one who has realized this knowledge, sargepi na upajayante, and pralayena vapi, something like that. That is not affected. The beginning of creation, if you want my Lord, just like Narada Muni said, at the end of that first canto, he got realized and he said, all right, the next time he came as Narada Muni. And now Narada doesn't need to go to a forest, Prabhupada says. Wherever he is, he transforms that place into the spiritual world. Bhavadvida bhagavatas tirtha bhuta svayam vibho tirthi kurvanti tirthani so antasthena gadabhrata. Because they carry this disposition in their heart, wherever they are, not only they see Krishna, they see only opportunity to serve. So Prabhupada told Burijan Prabhu when he went to meet them in Hong Kong, the only couple staying there, struggling. He traveled half of the planet practically just to meet that couple. How much he felt grateful to them for struggling just because he had requested them. How Prabhupada felt grateful that even in the late age, when he was having a lot of issues, he traveled half the planet to Hong Kong just to meet these two people, Jagatarini Mataji and Burijan Prabhu. And when he met them, he told them a very interesting thing. He said, I want to make the whole universe Krishna conscious. Not this whole world, not this planet. He said, I want to make the whole universe. So Burijan Prabhu was expressing this just to tell us, who can say there is no service? Nobody can say, koi seva hai nahi. Till everyone becomes Krishna conscious. There is enough service. Some service or the other is always there. So, irrespective of whatever adversity, but if you are looking for what's in it for me, then adversity comes. But if it is, if you are looking for an opportunity to serve, then adversity is also another, provides another alternative service. And that service nobody can take away. But that service has to be pleasing to Krishna, pleasing to Guru, pleasing to Vaishnavas. That's pure devotional service. Not service according to one's own whimsical mind. But here specifically Krishna is requesting Uddhava. So here Uddhava is experiencing a ecstasy, another type of ecstasy. In Krishna's presence, he is feeling that ecstasy, like Radharani. Knowing that Krishna is going to go away, knowing that Krishna is going to go away. But at the same time, he is feeling so grateful of all the Yadu Vamshas. He chose me for this service. He could have chosen many others, much more exalted people, but he chose me, like Haridas Thakur telling Lord Chaitanya, Shraddha Patra, you chose me, my Lord. Everyone can stand on my head. Who am I? But you chose me for this service. He was rolling in the ground, remembering every incident during the Mahaprakash Leela. So though, he will now experience the 100% presence of the Lord in the form of executing his instructions. When Prabhupada was asked, do you ever feel separation from your spiritual master? Yes and no. There's never a time I feel separation because I know I am executing His desire. And I know this is what will please Him. And that's it. Then that connection is there. Then it's a detail. Whatever the situation of the body, of the things, of the people, of the situation. That's a detail. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any question? Yes, Nandagop Prabhu. Even before I ask question, he has already raised his hand.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu. It was a very enlivening class and...
Enlivening and spontaneous.
Spontaneous and...
Because till I sat on the Vyasasana, I didn't know which verse. Somebody else was supposed to come and speak. And I was about to go for a quick shower and listen to Srimad Bhagavatam upstairs. Now I am here giving it downstairs.
Thank you for your descending affection for us. Coming down and speaking. Prabhu, actually when I was hearing, I had different thoughts coming when you gave a lot of examples. One example you gave that along with the children, like you had gone to a picnic or some place, hill, and one child agreed to stay there, and then you felt very happy with him and he was appreciated in annual day. And of course you spoke about this Muskanji. She really, in spite of lot of adversaries, she could do what she could do actually in that. Not correct. So I was just reflecting back, and then one point you said that if you are thinking about oneself or mujhe kya milega, like that, and then it's not good, but we should think of others like that. So I was thinking in a different way out, like when Hanumanji and Angada and all the devotees were sitting at the shore of this ocean, and they understood that Sita is there in Sri Lanka, then they were judging their capacities actually. One was saying, I can jump 10 yojanas, 20 yojanas. Then Angada said, I can go there, but I can't come back. So then we can see that, like I heard His Holiness Radhakrishna Swami Maharaj, that we can give what we have access to. So in the case of Muskan, she had corona positive, that was her tool to help actually. So that's why she was able to serve. So I was thinking that those devotees, this is a comment actually, the devotee should make themselves ready for service. Invest in themselves more and more so that when the situation comes, they can serve. Just like today's case, when some duty was supposed to come, and then we saw who can give the class, and immediately you were approached. So the readiness and the capacity of a duty is always judged for some service. So I was thinking that those devotees who didn't stay,
but this should happen only once in a way.
True. So I was thinking positively that the devotee should be really investing in himself, taking care of himself. Like, he is the instrument of Prabhupada mission. And the same thing you said, but I was just saying that those who stayed back and didn't board it, remain at the bus, maybe they didn't have capacity to do. Like, or Angada, when the real war started, then he fought brilliantly actually. Like that. So in that way I was thinking, Guru.
Basically, we have to be realistic. They were enthusiastic, but they were not over-enthusiastic. They were realistic. They told. All of them were wanting to serve. But they were also, they understood that, you know, this is our capacity. So, but they were eager. And they were happy when Hanuman, you know, like, when he was coming back, when he came back after succeeding in his project, Hanumanji was so enthusiastic, eager, he loudly shouted right in the sky. And as soon as the other vanaras saw, they pulled up whatever tree available, everything, their clothes, and they started twirling it and, like welcoming him, very, very enthusiastic way. So they were happy that whoever is capable of this, you know, we are all ready, but the best person should be doing it, and he is capable. And Jambavan was the person who decided, he said, do that. So we are ready. But at the same time, somebody may decide that you are capable. Or if nothing else, we do our best. So, is that your question? I mean, have I answered your question?
Yeah, so I was just thinking that when we are like, we are happy with someone, he is taking responsibility because he was thinking he is capable of doing it. But there are some people who don't have that capacity. That's why they don't take that service. So they are also important because they didn't have that capacity, they didn't take up that service. For example, some person is playing mridanga. He knows how to play mridanga. But some other will
play. You don't worry. We equip ourselves. And if the right people feel that, hey, I think you should be there, all right. And if not there, all right. I'm happy in whatever little way I can. I'll try. If asked, I'll do my best. I'll try to put my best. So that's up to them. Whoever is supposed to be in charge of the whole thing says that this is what is best. I think you should. Okay. Okay. Even whether you succeed or not, just that effort is pleasing to Krishna. Jatayu, at that moment he thought this is the best way I can serve. He didn't consider the consequence. He didn't consider the result. He knew the result. Practically he knew the result also. But he allowed himself to become an instrument. Like Prabhupada. He knew. Nachao, nachao Prabhu, nachao se mate. But he allowed himself. You know, Kashtero Putalija. Arjun. He was the same, you know, Nimitta Matra Bhava Savya Sach. You choose to become an instrument. He did become an instrument. What is the proof? When he was successful in Kurukshetra, it didn't go to his head. And 6 months later, when he was bringing back the queens, when he was completely, he failed. He didn't go into depression. He remembered Krishna and thanked the Lord. And Prabhupada writes in the purport that at this moment it was not necessary to go back to Godhead. That power was not necessary for Arjun. So at that time Krishna used. I am happy, grateful to be used to become a hero. And tomorrow, if the main switch is off, I am happy to be a zero. if that's the best way for me to, you know, purify myself and perfect my life. It's like a drama actor, you know. Suddenly, hey, Pavaneshwar, you become the main hero. Hey, Prabhuji, I don't know the dialogue. And then everyone is enjoying and clapping, and suddenly they say, Prabhu, the original hero has come, you can come back. Hey, no, let it go on for some time. It's really happening now. Hey, come. We should be detached. So, we are attached trying to serve. Easy to speak from the Vyasasan. Very difficult in practical situation in life. But it is, if we do that, the process is so nice that it is, it you know, prepares us and purifies us. That's our aspiration. Then there are, you know, we have to deal with the realities. We have to strive. Sometimes we have to struggle not to avoid. Still it happens to you. I avoided to come here. Ultimately I surrendered. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki Granth.